We're continuing our study of Acts this week, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13. You know, for example, when someone is encouraged to start helping in the ministry of the Word, for example, it's not that someone just all at once says, hey, I want to start preaching and just gets up. They may have that burden, but at the same time, the brethren in the assembly would see some type of gift there, perhaps, or at least some possible ability to open the Word, or at least they would see the willingness that's there, and they, on one hand, would encourage one, and on the other hand, God would be burdening that one to do that. And so you see from both sides, God and the willing saint is looking for God's will, and we just need to listen to the voice of the Lord. So, for example, as we've seen, the Spirit of God would call them. Notice also, as we've mentioned, they were sent out by other brethren. Now, I'd like to spend the last few moments looking at other calls in the Word of God. If you want to turn with me back into the Old Testament, I may just run through this, but if you want to turn with me, Exodus 3, some familiar names. Notice how they reacted when they were called. This one being Moses in Exodus chapter 3. Now again, as I was encouraging the young people to think about the importance of what direction are you going in your life, notice what some of the great men and women of God, how they reacted. They didn't always just go jumping into the work, you might say. Some of them were hesitant. Some of them said, Lord, are you speaking to me? I can't do that. So think with me. Listen to these different people in the Word of God. Exodus 3, here is when we find the children of God in captivity in Egypt, and God is calling Moses to bring them forth. In Exodus 3, and down at verse 11, and Moses said unto God, and he's in the presence of God here, and the Lord's already told him whenever that voice came out of that burning bush, he said, Moses, take off your shoes, for the ground that you are on is holy ground. And he says, verse 11, Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh? Pharaoh was the one, of course, holding them captive, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. And he said, certainly I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And he went on to say, tell them. Moses would say, well, who do I tell them has sent me? And he says, tell them that I am has sent you. I am God has sent you. Jehovah, the Lord God, has sent you. That is your authority, Moses. Go from the authority of what I am, has said. Also, if you will, back up to the book of Genesis. Here's another man. A different reaction with Genesis 12 with a man named Abraham. And by the way, while you're turning to Genesis 12, it's interesting that Moses has three sets of 40 years. He lived to be 120. The first 40 years, it's been said, is he would spend 40 years trying to be someone, 40 years realizing he wasn't anybody, and 40 years finally realizing that God can use a nobody. You see, our journey may be long, but God has a purpose in it. Genesis 12 and 4, here is a man named Abram, which would be called Abraham later. 12:4 says, let's back up. Verse 1, now the Lord hath said unto Abram, get thee out of the country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, and into a land that I show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curses thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. He was calling Abraham to begin the Hebrew race. We see Israel would come forth from his children and grandchildren. We see on down to Isaac and then Jacob and then the tribes of Israel. But yes, notice in verse 4, Genesis 12, how Abraham reacted. It wasn't quite like Moses, was it? It just simply says, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. He simply went. Now, there's more to the story of Abraham. We won't get into that, but think in some of your Bible stories when you read through the Gospels. And early on, when you see the disciples being called to follow the Lord, there are some times where the Lord would be speaking to one, and he would simply say, I believe one was Matthew. Matthew, remember, he was a tax collector. Won't you study sometimes some of these different disciples and notice what kind of occupation they had? Some were fishermen, some were tax collectors and what have you. And it's interesting to think about what they were doing. Here he was at the gate taking up taxes, and the Lord said to Matthew, follow me. And he went and followed him. The Holy Scripture records that he simply followed the Lord. So we find a man, Moses, who had the little hesitancy. We find a man, Abraham. Abram simply followed God. There was a man named David. That's in 1 Samuel 16, but need not to turn there. If you remember the story of David, he was the youngest of seven. Now, some of you that may be the youngest in your family, think of how that was or is. Sometimes maybe you feel like you're left behind or what have you. Well, think with me of this man David. When God called Samuel the prophet to choose out the man that would be the king, he knew it was from the son of Jesse. And he looked at all of his sons and said, no, not this one. No, not this one. Is there any more? And he finally had David brought forth from keeping the sheep. And a little disdain came from the oldest. You don't want David. And yet, when Samuel saw him, he said, this is the one. And he took that oil that was in the horn and anointed him as a symbol of the Spirit of God being placed upon David. The man that would be called the man whose heart was after God. And we see David being called. So you may find yourself in a place where you think, well, God wouldn't use me. You may be the youngest. You may be the oldest. You may be the middle. And I have one, when you have an odd number, when you have five, you can say, well, I have a middle child. So we have a Jacob, and we try to spend as much attention, give as much attention as we can with each of our children, but sometimes you have the middle child, and that's a unique place. So wherever you find yourself, think of David and how God used him. Think of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, this is one so interesting. Of course, the Lord knows everything from beginning to end and end from beginning, but this one, with Jeremiah, if you were to find that prophet, we see how this man recorded his call was before his birth, in a sense. At least he's reminded of that in Jeremiah chapter 1. I'll just remind you of how the Lord spoke to him. In Jeremiah 1 and 4, it says, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, this is from the prophet Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. How is that? The Lord knew you before you were born. Before you were born. By the way, if there's ever any question of when life begins, the Lord knows you before you're born. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified or set thee apart, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So he's saying, Jeremiah, I have already called you. Verse 6, then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Another hesitant servant of God. Lord, I'm just a child. And there's nothing wrong with having that attitude of humility. The Lord wants an attitude. attitude of humility. It's one of the things in Proverbs he says he hates is a proud look. So we think of how humility is something the Lord teaches us. But when the Lord calls you, be willing to go. Here's the prophet Jeremiah, and he's called by God. Without turning there, in the New Testament, we have others. Remember John the Baptist? He was spoken of as the forerunner to Christ. He came and spoke about the Lord Jesus as he was coming to straighten out the crooked pathways, as he put it, to bring down the hills and raise up the valleys. He was the prophet that pointed out the coming of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know, if you look at, I believe it's Luke chapter 1, you'll see how he had been called to his parents, actually. It was announced that he would be born. So before his birth, yet again, we see someone the Lord had set aside for service. He had been spoken of hundreds of years before in the Old Testament, the one that would be the forerunner to Christ, preparing the way to the Lord, crying out in the wilderness was this man, John the Baptist. What a privileged choice place that was. You know, we think of ministries as something that would last for decades and years and through our life. But this man was beheaded. This man lived a relatively short life. But he had a call from God. Once he had proclaimed Christ on that short period of time, from the time he started the public ministry of calling forth the Lord Jesus Christ and warning the people that he was here and he was coming, we see then he went to the background and Christ comes to the forefront. He said, I must decrease and he must increase. So there was another man called. We've already spoke of Paul, the man that we started talking about this morning, and how he was called on that road to Damascus. And there was also, finally, that man Peter. That man Peter, remember how whenever he heard about the Lord from his brother Andrew, we hardly ever hear about Andrew, do we? But Andrew, once he had seen the Lord, there in John chapter 1, it says, and Andrew first found his brother Peter. And Peter become the great preacher at the day of Pentecost. He becomes the main speaker, as we've already pointed out, in the first half of the book of Acts. But it was Andrew, his brother, that came and pointed him out, pointed out the Lord to him. So we see Andrew had an opportunity to serve God, and his name's hardly even recorded in the New Testament. But what I wanted to point out about Peter was, once he found the Lord spoke to him and said, thou art Simon, thou art Cephas, thou art Peter. In other words, he was giving him a name, which means a stone. He was telling him that, Peter, I've chosen you in a special way. And he served as the great apostle to the Jewish people. He gave the gospel in a mighty way to the nation of Israel, as Paul gave the gospel in a mighty way to the Gentiles, that is, the nations round about, which you and I, by the way, are born Gentiles, aren't we? But if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, then you can say, I'm part of the body of Christ. I'm part of the family of God. Jew or Gentile from the past, no mind. I am now a child of God. It's good to have you with us once again, and we'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow at 1 o'clock as we look at the book of Acts for the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.